Well, I was always the black member of an all-white band, which was not anything we were really thinking about, but that was actually going on. And we had like our house down in Detroit on Junction Street. We rehearsed there, and my drummer Larry owned it. But the Sonics Rendezvous band, Fred and those guys also rehearsed there. And Fred would sit upstairs and listen to us, writing our own original stuff. And, he would give me, he'd go, well, hey, that's a fun tune. Maybe if you guys tried, transpose it to a different key, you wouldn't have such a hard time singing. And, and we did a recording of Function at the Junction, which is an old Shorty Long song. Which was decidedly outside of the milieu of punk rock, but I just thought it was a great idea because our house is on Junction Street, and that song was about after-hours parties on Junction Street back when there was a struggle between Golden World Records and Motown, and Shorty Long was like left with Golden World when everybody else moved over to Motown. And again, it brought in the definition of a cult hero to me. Shorty Long was a cult hero. And Fred and those guys loved that about my band. Fred, Mike, Dee Dee, Johnny Thunders, Cheetah Chrome, all those guys were like, so we always had the support of those guys. They were always solidly behind us. And that was really helpful because I knew we were doing something right. If those guys were giving us heads up, it means that, yeah, we should keep on doing what we're doing. Patty is a really good friend of mine, too, because Fred, she talks to me all the time about how Fred used to sit with her once they got married and talk about the good times with the Cult Heroes and hanging out at Larry's house in Detroit in the good old days. And